to bring Shannon back to us.
Okay, great. Good afternoon. I wanted to welcome everybody to our 5-week free press training series. We're in week 2, and my name is Shannon Burnett, the host and producer of the Free Press Bootcamp program, and really excited today about our special guest for a number of reasons. One is she is absolutely amazing. When they call her the six-figure speaking goddess, it's so true how she helps individuals no matter what level they're at, whether they have just an idea, a seed, a message they want to get out, or an individual that is already doing great at their game but want to take it to the next level with marketing and public speaking. She's great. And the second part is that Amanda Rosa actually wrote about this in the acknowledgement, was really instrumental in developing this program. I had a number of people coming to me and saying, wow, you've been able to get millions in free press, and how do you do it? And she was the catalyst and an amazing coach on helping pull that together. So with that, just before we get
in.
good. I'm going to do a proper intro in a minute, but I figured I'd give individuals that are on the call the opportunity for some free press if they wanted to say who they are and where they're calling from, and if they have a business, they can go ahead and say their business name. Do we talk about being shy today on the call, Amanda Rose?
We can. Actually, that there is an area that I wanted to talk about that, so yeah.
Great, and if you're muted, I noticed that some of you are muted. You just hit star 6 to mute and star 6 to unmute yourself. And I know today with the call, I've got some great interview questions for Amanda Rose and things that she'll be sharing, but we will open it up at the end for Q&A.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
I just want to check, am I volume okay, Shannon?
Yes, I can hear you great.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Well, I wanted to just tell people about a couple of the tools as we're launching this program that they can plug into, that I'm going to go ahead and give you a formal introduction, and we'll get started with today's interview. So just so that you know, we are recording all these calls. We've set up a group on Conscious Living Space called Free Press. You know, it's a free press group. And there are some awesome tools up there already, ways to market yourself for free. It's just getting started. But the recordings of last week's call, including this week's call, are all there that you can go and listen to and remember. So with that, Amanda Rose Igo is known as a six-figure speaking goddess. She has dedicated her life to helping people discover and put into action tools and strategies that create extraordinary speaking results. As a leading expert in speaking and best-selling author, Amanda Rose specializes in helping business owners, entrepreneurs, and visionary leaders break through their biggest speaking roadblocks. Through her coaching program and live events, she helps her clients to utilize speaking to dramatically increase their results and their income. The power of what Amanda Rose teaches has helped her clients from around the globe, including Germany, Scotland, Australia, and Switzerland. Amanda Rose is the author of The Pain-Free Public Speaking, a contributing author in the number one best-selling book series, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and was a featured expert on Fox 4 television station. She has a unique ability to help others connect with the mind, heart, and spirit of their audience. Amanda Rose ignites the atmosphere with her empowering message, contagious enthusiasm, and real results. So I am excited to welcome Amanda Rose.
Thank you. I am thrilled to be here.
Yeah, so you've had a lot of experience with media interviews, which is one of the key reasons why I asked you to be a part of this project, is because it's great. I can teach people how to write a press release, how to write a power bio, how to, you know, contact the media, but it's really key what you say. And so recently you were interviewed on Fox 4 television station, and the response was fabulous. What do you attribute your success with interviews?
I would say there are a couple of factors. I'm really clear on my message. I've really fine-tuned how I deliver things. it's whether somebody's presenting to an audience or in a media situation where they're being asked questions, you want to have answers that you're very comfortable saying, things that you could just really roll off the top of your tongue. You've said them before, you've practiced them, you're used to speaking about them. I'll give an example for me is, I believe when you present, you want to have a grab your attention opening. There is a story that I tell in every time somebody asks me about openings. You know, how do you present? How do you start a presentation? I use that same story over and over again. So you want to have tools in your toolbox, things that you could use in various situations. So if somebody was to ask you in an interview, you know, what's the three biggest challenges such and such has with, you could use that same information in other places. So when you have practiced that information and you sit down and you're being interviewed, it's very natural because you said these things before. So maybe this is your first time being interviewed and you've never done this before. So you do want to practice. I do practice. I roll things off the top of my head. I pretend like I'm asking myself questions. I make sure that I'm really comfortable with that impromptu situation where somebody might ask me a question that I wasn't prepared for. I want to have responses in my head. Usually in a situation where I am interviewed, what happens typically afterwards is people will say to me, wow, that was so great. I don't typically have guests that are that clear because I've practiced. I've really fine-tuned my message. So that's one of the reasons I've been really successful at it. Is I'm clear on what I have to say, I practice it, I know my information, and I've done that enough that it's made me really comfortable too. So it's just natural, I'm just having a conversation with somebody. That is one of the reasons that I do get lots of opportunities for interviews, and you can certainly have that kind of results as well.
That's so key what you just shared. I remember one of the tools that I learned as far as preparing for questions is another expert in the industry said, well, you know, you've got to learn how to divert if you ever get a question that might be negative or not in the direction that you want to go. And I remember thinking, oh, I've never, you know, I've always had positive interviews and you know, it's a positive message and that wouldn't happen. And literally got off the plane, got to the TV station, and I had, I think it was totally, you know, God sent, universe sent. And the person, the first question out of his mouth was, so are you unconscious if you don't do blah, 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 blah? And I went, wow. And the response that she showed me was, wow, that's a really great question. What I'd love to share is, and then redirect it. And I remember just thinking, oh, my gosh, had I not really had some of those tools that you're sharing about ahead of time, I don't know how I would have answered that on the spot.
Yep, you do want to use a process where if you are given a tough question or any question that you're not really immediately sure what the answer is, what you want to do, and what Shannon was sharing with you, is you want to respond to the question or comment. You can say, that's a great question, that's an interesting comment. You know, I love when people ask me something like this. You want to buy yourself time. So you want to thank them, acknowledge the question, and you want to repeat what they said. So if they asked you a typical question, it would go some, let's say, why do you think you're more successful than other people? We'll just throw that one out. And so you would say to them, that's a really interesting question. Why do I think I'm more successful than other people? And then you respond, and what you did is you bought yourself some time. Because your mind is really quick. It's super, super fast. It can talk and think at the same time. So as you're just saying those things really quickly off the top of your head, you're processing a response. And it's allowing you to really think about, how do I want to react in this situation? What do I want to say? Rather than just blurting something out of your mouth and going, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said that. And then you're kicking yourself all the way home because you responded in a way that you didn't want to. So it's a great tool to buy yourself time in interviews. And even if you're presenting and the audience is asking you a question and somebody throws you a curveball, use the same technique.
That's great. That's great. Wow, thank you. Would you share, I love hearing your personal journey. Would you share a little bit about your personal journey and how it led you to where you are today?
I certainly do that. You know, we all have experiences in our life, things that happen to us, and none of us walk through life with situations that don't really kind of make, there's tough things that happen. You know, we all have them, every single one of us. You know, none of us walk through life without having some kind of bang, knock around, somebody saying something, something happening that really can throw us for a loop, and we all have those things. And I wanted to share in particular, for me, what got me into the industry that I am, speaking training. I was at a degree in social work, and I was a social worker for many, many years, and I had made a choice that I wanted to change. I wanted something different. So I took a job with a nonprofit organization, a charity, and they didn't tell me when I'd have to, when I took the job, that I'd actually have to present. I had zero speaking experience, nada, nothing. I'd never done a presentation in my entire life. And here I am in my 30s and having to present, close to 40, and have never presented anything. So that really threw me for a loop, and I could have left the job and said, you know what, I'm just not doing it, because I had enough reasons not to do it. So I had an entire grammar school class laugh at me twice when I stood in front of them. So standing in front of audiences was not my thing. I had no thoughts of doing that ever. And I could have ran, and I could have said, you know what, I'm going to go find another job, but I did. I rose to the occasion and said, you know, I'm going to learn as much as I can about the art of speaking, and I'm going to do great. And I just convinced myself. And at the time, what I discovered about me is I actually had some really cool talents and gifts. I was really creative with presentations, and I didn't think I had a creative bone in my body. And I found something that I could be really creative with. And I found something that I really loved. But you know, that little voice in us can take us out. And it did for a long time. That little voice in me was telling me that I was here for something greater. And I'd go, nope. You know, I like my paycheck. I'm not going anywhere. Even though I really wasn't truly happy in the job, I like the parts where I could go and speak. And what happened over the 5 years that I was there, I started to work on myself personally. I did a lot of personal development. I started to release some of the stuff that I had that was really holding me back in life. So I started to ask, what was I here for? And like many of you do, you know, you don't, maybe you're, when you're unclear about your purpose, like I was, and maybe you're clear now, but at some point in your life, we're often not clear. And I was asking, what am I here for? And I hear teacher. And I go, oh no, not going to be a teacher. You know, please come up with something else because I am not meant to be a teacher. And I'm thinking school teacher, right? Because I have dogs. I don't have kids. I have dogs. Why would I be a teacher? Just not me. And then I'd ask, what am I here for, teacher? And I'd say, the God, Spirit, Universe, you know what? You need to come up with something else because I do not see myself being a teacher. Teacher. Over and over again, teacher. And I finally got it. That little voice was not a school teacher. It was a teacher who was a speaker. And I didn't, it took me 5 years in that job to realize what I was here to do. And I did my first training, and I actually didn't do speaking training at the time, initially. Within a short period of time, that shifted. But I did my first workshop, and it was a two-day event teaching people how to discover what they love to do, because I found it. I was doing it. And then that same event, I got woken up in the middle of the night about 2:30 in the morning, and with this blaring voice in my head saying, you need to teach them speaking. If they can't communicate their ideas, they will never be successful. If they can't communicate their ideas, they will never be successful. And I went, whoa, okay. So the next day, I guess I'm somebody who acts on a lot of faith. It's, you know, I got out of the old ways, and I really kind of listened to the things that were given to me. And I went the next day to that same event, and I said, listen, this is what happened. I've been up since 2:30 in the morning with this, you know, idea and this concept, and I have an event planned, and every person except one person who had actually been in the media had signed up for my speaking training. I was in awe of it. So it was really clear that people needed it. So I had to get out of my own way to, in my own lack mindset, to show up in a bigger way for people, because it wasn't easy for me to, you know, quit my job, start my own business, show up in a bigger way than I ever thought was going to ever be part of my life, and to really step out there in the ways that I have. And so I share that with you because you may be at a pivotal point in your own life where you are thinking that there's something you're here to do, and this may be the reason that you are involved with this. Maybe you have a calling and you're feeling like I'm supposed to be listening to it. So I'm telling you that it's going to be keep nudging at you. It's going to keep knocking on the door. It's going to keep saying to you, you're meant to do something. It will not leave you alone until you do it. And that's exactly what happened to me. And the other side of it, if you are one of those individuals that is in that spot, what's the next step for you? How are you meant to step up in a bigger level? See, I constantly stretch myself. I don't settle for, here I am and here's where I'm staying. Jana knows this. It's always the next level for me. And it's the next level of serving others. It's the next level of how I make a difference in other people's lives. That's how I keep stepping it up. That's what keeps moving me. So maybe you're meant to step up. So wherever you are, whether you are exactly where I was, where you're having that nudging voice, or you are somebody who is at a certain level and you know there's more, this, I believe, you are here at this moment to take another leap of faith and go to that next level, that next place, that next part of you to share your message. That's what I believe, 100% with my heart.
Wow. You're amazing at doing that. I think of all the times that I've worked with you and I didn't believe in myself, and a lot of it was just not knowing how, and to work with you to have somebody by my side just to help me during the learning curve, because we can learn anything. You know, we're capable of learning anything. We just need the tools. So thank you for sharing that.
We need people who believe in us. You know, that's part of being part of the Free Press Boot Camp is being part of that is the having people in your corner who believe in you, who will hold you to your highest and best, because there's so many other people that in life, because of where they are, they don't know how to do that for you. So you want people, you want coaches, experts, who will hold you to that highest and best.
Absolutely. So what are the three most important things someone must do when speaking and media opportunities present themselves?
Okay, so I'm going to refer to this term called herding cats. I want you to think about that for a moment. Do you think it's really easy to herd a bunch of cats? No, it'd be really, really hard because cats, you know, they just don't move fast. They, you know, or they move their own pace. They do exactly what they want to do. And I have been on the side of where I've actually interviewed people. So I'm talking from experience. I've hosted teleseminar series, and I've interviewed people, and I hold myself at a really high level of being extremely responsive. And I've seen the other side where the individuals aren't. Now, it's not in judgment. You know, I'm not, it's not from a place of anger or anything like that. I'm very low-key. I am sharing this with you because it will get other people upset, okay? And if you're one of those individuals that they feel like they have to herd, they have to follow up after, then you'll get yourself as a reputation of not being the most responsive. So the first thing you want to do is the minute you get the response, you want to respond in some way. If they're requesting information from you, you want it to go out immediately. So if they ask for it, you send it. You want to have all these things set up in place. So I'll give you an example. I have full-page bios. I have bios that are 250 words. I have bios that are 200 words. I have bios that are 150 words. I have bios that are 75 words. I have bios that are 50 words. So if they ask for your bio, you want to know, well, how many words would you like? And that's exactly what you send them. And if they ask for 200, please do yourself a favor. Do not send them 300, because you want to be very responsive and responsible for what they're asking for. So you want to respond quickly, okay, immediately. They ask for something, you send it out. And then you want to respond to exactly what they're requesting. So you may, and in the format that they ask it. So you're going to have to ask some questions, or if you have an assistant, your assistant's going to get really good at asking questions. And you're going to ask, what would you like? Do you need a headshot? Do you need a bio? Do you need a description of our talk? You find out exactly what they need and what is the the size of the image that they're requesting? What is the length of the interview questions? Do they want 7 to 10? You want to have that stuff ready and sent to them immediately, within 24 hours, 48 hours at the latest. Within 24 hours is, I think, ideal. And if you have all those things in place, you'll be able to send that out immediately. The next thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you follow up and make sure that they got them. Now, it's just, even just a simple conversation and saying to them, you know, can we just, you know, I'll have my assistant check back with you to make sure, on the next day to make sure that you received everything. We all know what happens to emails, right? They get lost. For some reason, with all the beautiful technology, they don't all go through for different reasons. So if it's sent by email, which is, in most cases, that is how things are sent today, they're not sent by mail like they used to be. You want to be able to just check with them and make sure. Now, in addition to responding to what they're asking for, you also, do they want information via your website? Since we don't typically send out a lot of stuff in the mail anymore, so do they want things sent via the website link, or would they like it sent in the email or as attachments? Everybody likes it different. I've worked with people, they prefer it in the email. I have people, they prefer attachments. So you want to make sure that you send it in the format that they're asking for. Shannon, do you want to jump in there?
Yeah, I'm so glad you're covering that. We talked, you know, a big point of the whole Free Press Bootcamp program is to put people in a position where they have their media kit ready and everything together. And I have to say, working with you as an author, you know, to be in the program and to set up the even today's interview, it is powerful how much you have set up. I mean, I said I need this, and it's there, and you can really tell that you've taken the time to prepare for the media and your exposure.
Well, thank you. And Shannon was a big thing for me too, Louise, because, you know, I wasn't keeping track of all the places that I spoke. So I didn't have them on my website. You know, now there are way too many that I just keep the image links now, because it just, you know, it just becomes inundating to keep updating them, and it's just a long list. So I use the images of events that I've spoken at, Fox TV, you know, I keep those things on my website. It was Shannon being my catalyst to say, you know what, you need to have this stuff there. So by helping her, I was realizing the things that I didn't have in place. And so you really, really do want to be ready in the image that you represent, if you have a website, and then also to on your in your back end in your computer. So your Word documents, if you're sending a full page bio, and they're requesting that, maybe they want to look at a one sheet. And Shannon can probably tell you in the training what that's about. You want to make sure that that's like a PDF, so that it looks professional. It has if you have a logo, it has your image on it. You want to have all that representation. And the most important thing I want you to get from this part of it is to really respond super, super fast. Even when you get speaking events, the same thing. Respond super fast. Somebody is requesting your information, get it out to them. Because you'll be known as somebody who's really easy to work with. And I collect testimonials from event planners and people who have hired me. So I have them all on my website, how easy I am to work with. So I actually spoke to a guy yesterday about an event in Tampa, and he said, you know, can you tell me a little bit about what it's like to work with you? I said, there is no drama with me. I have testimonial after testimonial how easy and wonderful and responsive I am to work with. And that's how you want to be known, not only for your skill, but how easy you are, too.
Great. Well, I know, you know, I've got some input. I know this is so true, but I'd love for you to share, how can new speaking opportunities and media exposure help someone quickly achieve celebrity status?
OMG, it's crazy what happens. It's insane what happens when you, that little thing, that one-time interview can really catapult you into celebrity and expert status. It is amazing because people look at you differently. And you have to be really conscious of the opportunity. You want to be able, you want to really maximize it. So as we mentioned about putting, anytime you're speaking somewhere, interviewed somewhere, you're taking that information, putting it on your website, if it's a media thing, have it, you have your photo taken, it is powerful. There's nothing like it because it's somebody else saying that you're wonderful. It's somebody else who believes in you instead of yourself. Now, it's wonderful to believe in yourself. I highly, highly recommend it. It's a really good thing. But having somebody else say that they believe in your expertise is incredible. And it doesn't even have to be. It doesn't have to be a TV program. It doesn't have to be, you know, the NBC, CNBC. It doesn't need to be that. It can be that. And yet, amen. You know, it's wonderful when those things happen. What an incredible blessing it is. But you want to take all those situations and you want to really use them to maximize your exposure. Because once you're seen one time and you do a really great job, people go, oh, I'd love to have you on our show. I saw your interview. So what happens is a catapult. Now, you have to be clear in your message, and this is where the speaking part is super important. You have to be clear in your message. You need to be concise. You need to have emotion when you speak. People are going to look for that. And once they see that, they're going to say, that person's going to make me look good. So if they feel that you're going to make them look good, they're going to be knocking on your door. And the more that happens, the faster and quicker you're seen as an expert and ultimately a celebrity. I want to share something that was kind of baffling to me because I am Amanda Rose. That's who I am. I'm no different than anybody else. I consider myself a fairly down-to-earth person. And one of my clients called me, and she had posted a picture of her and I on Facebook. And she said, I have to tell you, somebody came up to me at a meeting I was at and said, oh, my God, you were with Amanda Rose. You had your picture taken with her? And I just chuckled, and I went, oh, my gosh, it's me, you know? But it's the perception. It doesn't make us any different because we're still, you know, the same incredible people that we've always been. But what happens is people start to look up to you. People start to see you in a different way, and you end up being an inspiration to them, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's so great. And one of the things I love sharing with people is we have so many windows of opportunity to position ourselves as celebrity. One of the things I've found is around trade shows or events that we participate in, there's this window of opportunity to really, you know, get the media out there, get the free press out there, and position yourself as an expert, just tying in with things that you already may be doing to grow your business.
Yep, and the beauty of it is everybody starts at the same place. You know, somebody might, from a speaking aspect, somebody might look at a Tony Robbins and think, oh my gosh, you know, he's born that way. Well, I'm sure he has certain personality traits that do add to his speaking abilities, but I'm sure he's also invested in his abilities as well. You know, that's the key, is you may look at somebody and think where they are today, but they all started at the same place. You know, we all came out of our mother's womb screaming and crying, all of us, and we all had to grow and learn and be committed to doing that to be our best.
So, Amanda Rose, with all the clients you've helped communicate their ideas clearly and powerfully, are there common obstacles that most people seem to be dealing with?
There's one that's coming to my mind at the moment is not really having a clear, I'm going to say voice at the moment. So having when I say voice, I'm talking about message specialty. I think that's really common. As many times people will come to me and they'll even say, I want to be a speaker and I don't know how to even get started because I don't know what my message is. So you want to make sure that you have a clear message. You know, what are you here to do? You know, what's your impact? I talked to a woman the other day, and one of her business actually was speaking training. She had multitude of businesses, many, many businesses, and different messages. And she said, people are always telling me I need to have a specialty. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. How is what you're doing right now working for you? And she goes, it's not. I said, if you had told me that you were happy and it was wonderful and you're making all the money that you wanted to make and you're helping all the people that you want to help, then I would say, hey, it's working for you. That's rare. And the case is that she didn't have a clear niche. She didn't have a clear specialty. She wasn't clear on exactly what she was here to do. So you want to make sure that you do have a clear message. What's your expertise? Many people will come to me and say they're a life coach. And I have a little challenge with that. And I'll give you an example why. It's not that they're life coaches. That's not it. It's what they call themselves. Because if I'm looking for, say I was looking for a fitness coach, would I go to a life coach? No. If I was looking for a relationship coach, would I go to a life coach? No. No. If I was looking for a business coach, would I go to a life coach? No. And then most people would agree with you on that. You're going to want to go to a person who specializes. People come to me because I specialize in speaking. That's what they want. So, you know, Shannon specializes in the free press. You know, she's amazing at helping people, you know, building their businesses that way, getting more exposure. So you want to make sure that you have a clear message. You know, what's your voice? And what happens is when that's clear, the media looks for people. You know, they're seeking opportunities to connect with somebody on a specific topic. So let's say there was, we'll use fitness. One of my clients was recently on NBC in South Florida. She does fitness. They were looking for fitness. So that's her area. So they're going to be drawn to that. So if you have a message where maybe you are a business coach and you focus on business owners and entrepreneurs, that's my market as well, but it's speaking training. You're a business coach and your market is business owners and entrepreneurs. If they have a segment or an area that there's something going on with business owners and entrepreneurs, who are they going to look for? They're not going to look for the life coach. They're not going to look for just the coach or success coach. They're going to look for somebody who specializes in that specific area because that's the expert. So that's really important to do. That's, I think, one of the most common obstacles that I see with people.
So why do you have such a passion for helping business owners, entrepreneurs, and visionary leaders utilize the power of speaking to grow their business?
You know, actually, and this is a perfectly in alignment with what I was just sharing, is because for me, for a long time, I had, speaking training is a perfect niche. It's for me, it's just designed perfect for me, for my talents and gifts that I've been given. What I'm here to do is absolutely in alignment with that. And for a long time, I have worked with business owner entrepreneurs and the corporate. But my calling was for business owners, entrepreneurs, and I add leaders, visionary leaders in there because it's a different energy than corporate. Because I'm all about making a difference. That's my driving force. That's what I'm here to do. And business owners, entrepreneurs, and visionary leaders are about making a difference. So that's why, for me, recently, I became much more clear about that in my message. There wasn't a financial need to change it. There wasn't anything that said I had to change it in my business. It was me going, I need to focus on what I love to do because I am a business owner. I am an entrepreneur. I am a visionary leader. I get them because I am one. So I think that even though I had speaking training, I decided to niche myself and put that out there in a bigger way because that's what I was called to do. That was what I'm really passionate about. I'd love to see people be able to utilize speaking as a powerful tool to grow their businesses, as a powerful tool to take their message to a bigger level. To me, I think it is an incredible, I think it has, you know, if you look at media and speaking, it's playing at a bigger level. It's really having a much greater impact than just, you know, just all one-to-one conversations. Yes, one-to-one conversations are great. But if you can reach 1,000 people, 500 people, 1,000,000 people at one time with your message, wow! And there's two ways of doing that, speaking and media.
Absolutely. And I've heard you say that speaking from the heart is key. And I love that, you know, that aspect when you're coaching and in your training. It's something that people need to start doing now. Can you tell our listeners why?
It is something that is absolutely near and dear to my heart. When you look at communication, when you look at any type of communication, people connect with emotion. People connect with how it makes them feel. There's a big difference between giving a presentation, answering questions, interview questions, in just kind of flat, unemotional, uninspiring, just kind of data. It's a bunch of data. There's a big difference between doing that and really putting the heart and passion into what you do and how you express it. People get that. So you want to make sure when you are in an interview or speaking that you really connect on an emotional level. You want to include emotional words. That's key. You want to include words that are about feeling. Because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. Let me say that again. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. Where does the trust come from? Where does the like come from? Emotion. They get you. They feel you. They can relate to you. They can't relate to it if it's a bunch of words and has no meaning behind it, no emotional meaning behind it. So when you're communicating, you want to include emotional words, as I mentioned. How did it make you feel? How does it make your client feel? Look for those type of things in there. You have to say it with emotion. One of the reasons that people love to interview me is you can see I'm not flat. I'm not just talking like this, and yeah, it'd be really great if you added a bunch of emotion. I'm very, for lack of a better term, dramatic. I wouldn't call myself self-dramatic. Just escaping me at the moment. I just put a lot of heart and feeling into what I'm sharing. And you want to do that when you're communicating something. So it's the words that you say, it's the way that you say it. And also in an interview and speaking, it is also what your body language is saying too. You know, when you're being interviewed, and I've seen people do this, cross their arms. So when you cross your arms, what are you saying to that interviewer? What are you saying to that audience? Think about that for a moment, right? It's saying, I'm guarded, I'm tight, I'm not really open to this process. And it turns people off. So if there's something in your body language when you're communicating something that comes across as guarded and unemotional, that's going to impact your results. So what you want to do, in addition to, is including emotion, including the saying things that with your body that are emotional, using the inflections in your voice. If you all want to incorporate things from the heart, you know, if you had a personal experience, if you had something that changed your life, just like I shared with you before, that was a very mild situation for me, was appropriate for this. There are other things that have happened in my life that are mind-boggling that I am where I am today. And I'm sure you can probably relate, because we all have them. So you want to share things about yourself as well. You know, let the audience know where you were. Let your interviewer know that it wasn't always easy for you and you turned it around. Utilize your life experiences to connect emotionally with the people listening, watching, your audiences, so that you can really connect with them. And so what happens when you connect with them on that level, they are much more open to what you're sharing. Let me say that again. When you connect with them on that level, on an emotional level, they're more open to what you're sharing because they get you. They can relate to you. And so you really want to express things from the heart and let people know you really care. You can use words like passionate, committed. Those are very much the core of me. I am very passionate about what I do. I am 100% committed. There's no doubt about that. And people know that about me. That's one of the reasons that people love to come to my events. They love to work with me because they know they get 100% from me. So you want to include words like that as well. Are you committed? What are you committed about? Are you passionate? Why are you passionate? And that will ultimately help individuals that are listening, watching, reading something that you wrote or seeing you speak somewhere connect with you on an entirely new level. And that's going to create raving fans for you.
Yeah, that was a big part of my transformation in working with you is sometimes, you know, I felt like, oh, well, why would they want to hear this? Or this is, you know, it's just, there was, yeah, a lot of story I had around really opening up and speaking from my heart. I obviously, you know, care about people and want the best for them, but to really share, to connect at that heart level transformed everything in my speaking. I've done lots of speaking trainings, you know. I've even done one where it was 25,000, and I'm like, Amanda Rose, I learned so much more from working with you, and that really just transformed all, you know, all my interviews or anything I did was really coming from the heart and giving people that opportunity to see me.
Jenna, I wanted to share something for a moment. Is when you share things that have happened to you, and we all have them happen, there is a big difference. There's a big shift that happens. In my life, I really played the victim role for a long time prior to really discovering what I was here to do. I was living in the feel sorry for me. This happened to me. You know, my life was really difficult growing up. And I lived in that, in the victim mode for a long time. And I was my stories. And what I've discovered in my work is that the stories, when you share them and you use them to inspire, move, connect with an audience, and you do it well, your stories lose their emotional charge. They're no longer powerful over you. They no longer are part of who you are in a negative way. They become part of who you are in a very positive way. You know, I was raped when I was 14 by a 14-year-old boy, and I could, you know, let that really take me out of the game. I could let it impact me, and there's other things that happened as well in my life. That's just one of them. I could let that experience bother me. I could let it. But I actually, that story is in a book that I'm in. I'm in several books besides having my own book, including Taking the Soup of the Soul. Those stories are now out there having an impact on other people. They're now out there letting people know that they can turn the situation around. And so when you can tell a story from that perspective, and people come up to you and say, wow, you know, I really connected with what you said. You really inspired me. All that negative emotional charge you had around that story leaves. I've seen that over and over again. I've had clients who have had brain tumors. I've had clients that get struck by lightning, and all of a sudden she was psychic. I had a client that, you know, coded with a doctor, MD, coded on the emergency room floor. The equipment malfunctioned, and he almost died twice. You know, and God told him, Spirit told him, this wasn't the end for him. I've seen so many things happen. I've heard so many incredible stories, and watched people transform those experiences from bawling tears because they never shared that with other people to being able to share it from an audience and have and utilize that story to have a huge impact on other people's lives. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it because now the story has purpose. I look at all the things that have happened in my life, and they are essential to who I am today. They are essential to my part of my journey. They're essential in me showing up in the way that I show up, especially for me in making one of my core values is that no one settles for less than everything in their life. I believe that people are supposed to have it all financially, their dreams, relationships, all of it, because I've been at the bottom. I've been in that place that didn't think that there was anything special about me. So you see how it shows up in today and how I do what I do and why I do it. So I'm grateful, so grateful for all those things that have happened in my life because they made me who I am. And so I want you to realize that that is essential for you too. So take your experiences. You know, don't dump them all on your audience at one time, but share an experience and tell them how you turned it around and watch them respond and connect with you. Do that in interviews. You know, if you have a question that leads to that situation. when you if you're asked for interview questions.
Wow, this is covering some great stuff today. So I just want to remind everybody that we're going to open up for Q&A in just a minute. So if you have questions for either one of us, we look forward to them. So what can our listeners do to get better results with media and speaking opportunities to ensure that they're really maximizing the opportunity?
So you have to, and I know this is probably going to make some of you go, ugh. You have to toot your own horn. You have to toot your own horn. You have to be able to say and let people know that you are you're speaking, letting people know that you have an interview. You've got to be the one first to do that. And I know that the reason it makes some people cringe is because you might feel it's ego-based. It's not. It's not. The reason that it's not is because you are sharing incredible opportunities that you have been given. You're giving other people opportunities to learn from you, so it can't be ego-based in that way if you believe that you have something to share. And it's also it's saying to God, Spirit, Universe, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to let you put this opportunity in front of me. I'm going to let other people know about it. I'm committed to helping them. And every time something like that shows up, you have to be the one at first to let people know that it's happened. Because what will happen from that is people will start to realize that you have something special to share, that there's something about you that's attracting these opportunities. They'll look up to you. And that only starts by first you letting them know that this is happening in your life. And so like if you were to go on social networking, you know, a great way to do that is I'm so excited that I have an interview today at 4 o'clock. Yay! I put happy dance. I love happy dances. So I put happy dance. And you would be surprised at how many people will come back and say, I'm so happy for you. You put it in a way that was inviting, excitement. Not just, I'm interviewed today at 4 o'clock. Yay! No, you let people share in your joy. And they'll see that about you, and they'll start to acknowledge you as showing up in a bigger way. See, it's time that you step out of the closet. And that's kind of been a theme for a lot of my clients lately, is stepping out of the closet. You have to stop hiding your beautiful talents and gifts from the world. You know, you were given them for a really great reason. Otherwise, other people would have your exact talents and gifts. So you want to acknowledge those things by showing up in a bigger way. Stepping out of your own comfort zone and stepping out of the closet and going, I'm here. You know, I've been given these beautiful gifts. I'm going to share them with the world. You may not know exactly how they're going to show up and exactly what the next opportunity will be, but you have to be willing to say that to the world. I'm here. I'm ready to make a difference in your life. And if somebody wants your help, wonderful. If you don't tell them about it, they won't even know that you can help them. That interviewer is looking for somebody great to interview as well. You're helping them too. They need you as much as you need them. Remember that. And step out of the closet and give yourself the opportunity to show up in a bigger way.
Wow, absolutely. That's a really, I remember having somebody really close to me and they're like, you're not doing anybody a service by not sharing what you've accomplished. You're not helping anybody, because if you don't share, then they you don't know what, you know, how you can support them or how you can help them or what you can do. And it was a big breakthrough for me because, you know, they were even challenging the same thing. It's like, this is really, you're not helping people. You're not helping people. So when I was able to turn that around in my mind, then I, you know, was able to be more comfortable with saying some of the things that appeared to be bragging, because I had been programmed like, don't talk good about yourself, you know, don't boast on successes, when really success breeds success. And so that's, you know, being in that place of sharing successes helps attract more of it.
Yeah, and also too, if people look up to you, give them a place to go. You know, they look up to you and think, wow, you know, I'd like to be where they are in 2 years from now, or I'd like to be where they are in 6 months, or 3 years, or 5 years. You give them a place to go. how are they ever going to know what is possible for them if you don't share what has happened for you?
Absolutely. So I heard you have a special gift for our listeners. Can you please tell them what it is and how they can access it?
Yep. This is really cool. I wanted to do something that was really simple for you to access, and there's two parts of it. If you go to highperformancespeaking.com, that's high, H-I-G-H, performancespeaking.com/gift, all lowercase, G-I-F-T, dot, H as in Harry, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, L as in Larry. So High Performance Speaking, that's H-I-G-H, performancespeaking.com/gift, G-I-F-T, dot, H-T-M-L. If you go there, I have a free video for you. You don't need to put in information or anything. The video is totally my gift to you. It's on actually how important it is to have a signature presentation. I'll share that with you and the ways that you can use a signature presentation. So that's a short video clip for there. And also, too, if you would like to apply to win, now you're applying. It's not everybody's given this. If you would like to have a 30-minute boost your profits with public speaking breakthrough session. Now, this is a breakthrough session. We're going to look at what's not working when it comes to speaking. This is particularly in front of, saying, you know what, I speak in front of audiences, I want to speak in front of audiences, something's holding me back here, then that's the right place for you to apply. Now, I'm going to pick 5 people from this series that have gone to this website, and you just fill in the questions there. And there's just a few questions. It gives me a sense of where you're at, and helps me to help you. And then what I'll do is I'll pick 5 people for the Boost Your Profits with Public Speaking Strategy Breakthrough Session. And it is a breakthrough session. We're going to talk about what's not working for you. So you want to make sure you watch the video at highperformancespeaking.com/gift, G-I-F-T, .html. That's the video there. And just go ahead and apply. Obviously, the people that apply first are the most motivated. So, you know, you're going to up-level yourself as far as your opportunity if you act quickly. It says to me that you really are seeking help, and I want to work with people who really, really want help.
Great. Now, I just, before we open up for questions, I have a couple more things. I would love for, I know one of the things that you gave as a bonus for the Free Press Bootcamp, now right now we have the entire program that helps people develop their media kit, you know, learn how to write taglines to sizzle, contact the media, press releases to stay out of the trash, and you, I brought you in as an expert on the speaking. I'd love to hear just for a moment about the chapter. And then I know that you actually, your bonus was like an hour and a half training, public speaking revealed.
Yep. I actually, in the series that I put together for that, is I gave you, there's 3 different sections on concrete speaking tips and steps that you can take that are very important to help you really maximize the opportunities when you do speak in front of audiences or to interview. So I gave you step-by-step processes for that, and I did include with that a 90-minute presentation that I did in Fort Lauderdale at the Broward Convention Center on Accelerate Your Business Day. So that's a 90-minute training that I did live. It's unedited, totally raw. It's the whole entire 90 minutes, and there's exercises that I had the participants do as well. So I wanted to give you something that gave you a really great training in addition to my participation in the book.
Okay, great. And that information, if you go to shannonburnett.com/special, you can read more details. So I'm certain our listeners would like to know how to contact you after the interview. What's the best way for them to contact you?
Yep. If you go to my website, which is high, H-I-G-H, performancespeaking.com, that's high, performancespeaking.com, you can go to the Contact Us page and fill that in. If you have a particular question that you are looking for help with, you just fill that in, and that will go to my assistant, Christine, and she'll send it off to me. And if you're looking to speak with me directly, just go ahead and fill that out. Or you can call me at 800-610-9056, at 800-610-9056, or you can email Christine directly at support@highperformancespeaking.com. That's support@highperformancespeaking.com.
Great. So thank you so much. And with that, I wanted to open up the lines and see if there's any questions. to ask about this topic today of high performance speaking or anything that was getting into the press. And Amanda Rose, again, I just so you have so much enthusiasm and a wealth of information, and have taken some great notes here. So I appreciate all that you continue to give. You always have this attitude and energy of just giving. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm here. This is what I'm here to do. I have no doubts about that. So I do pour my heart and my soul into it. That's undeniable.
Great. So if you have a question, just go ahead and say your name and where you're calling from. Does anybody want to share a success of maybe where you've been in the media lately?
Not sure how to do this.
Say that again.
We can hear you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how to do this. But it's now unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. I just heard a whole bunch of pings of people, I guess, that had gone off the call. I am writing the book right now, but in terms of cash flow, there isn't much. So I'm just wondering about how to create more of the more immediate cash flow, and you know, so that I can also get out there as a speaker as I'm writing the book and promoting it.
So tell me, what do you speak on?
I am just completing a process of having been almost 100% off from what my soul intended, and coming back to that. So it's like 15 years of my life that I speak on about my experiences with the different healing modalities, as well as some of the severe abuse as a child, and then coming forward, having done the process, and I'm in that transformation of getting the boot to get out, out of the closet.
Yay, good for you.
So
you want, have you spoken before?
Yes, I have, in smaller groups. I just went yesterday to basically a local coffee shop to see about doing some talks there, as well as doing readings. I do card readings as a means of introducing some of the work I do with people.
Okay, what are you, right now, or where do you see your income stream potentials coming from? What do you offer that creates income for you?
Well, the book, and so one way I'm just developing what to put on Facebook and that to engage people to work with me with the book, so having some evenings where I'm recording some talks and meditations, because in my books there will be meditations offered. So I'm just in the process of developing what to put out there on Facebook, and so that I get people coming.
Okay. All right. So what I'm getting, and you can tell me if this is correct. So what I see is that you're wanting to go out and do presentations to promote your book, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And your book is going to be ready when?
I'm targeted for anywhere from July to September, actually.
Okay. So, and in addition to that, what you offer card readings, and do you offer, and are there?
I do one-on-one sessions.
Okay.
My website is soulsandbloom.com.
Okay.
Which also needs updating, so I need the cash flow for that too. I'm just in the past falling away transition mode.
Yeah.
With, so of course it's uncomfortable, and it's just, I think, a matter of trusting as well. And so I'm grateful for the talks.
Okay, so all right. So, I'm going to say something about, I'm an author. I'm also a contributing author in many books. And the books itself won't make you rich, the book itself, right? So I want to be clear on that. It's wonderful to be an author. It's wonderful credibility. They will not make you rich. So you want to always have programs that you offer of some sort, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing you saying is that you have a program that is in a relationship to your book?
Yeah, there's different chapters of my book. Of course, the book is the platform. So I have been doing a lot of one-on-one sessions with people, speaking on what's referred to as the twin flame relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
heard that. Uh-huh.
The power in dreams as well. I speak about the different kinds of dreams and the clearing of the invisible stuff in relationships.
Okay. So what you want to do is, because you have lots of different messages there, is find your core message that seems to be the message that seems to draw the most attention.
Right now, that tends to be the twin flame relationship.
Okay, right? Because relationships are hot. You know, it's one of the, there are many things, areas in speaking that are those hot topics. Well, relationships are always, you know, there are other ones there. Relationships are always a hot topic. So people, you know, would love to have that great relationship. They might be seeking, what is the twin flame? What does it all mean? And so you want to focus on an area that seems to draw people. And then from that presentation, you need to have something on the back end. You need to offer something, right? Because if this is a gig that you're doing yourself, it's not a paid speaking gig. You have to be able to create income from that. And so you need to create some kind of program or product or service that you offer from that meeting.
Yeah, and that's my vision is because I have the artistic ability as well, how to bring it all together. Like I want to be able to offer, for example, sales of the recording of the meditations, the book, as well as the handbag to put them in.
So let me stop you for a minute. Okay. So what you want to focus on, all right, is how this is going to help people, how it's going to serve them, how it's going to impact their life.
Right.
What I'm hearing is it's all the details. The details aren't that important to people, right? They want to know what it's going to do for them. So when you are talking about what you are sharing, you know, how you can help them, don't get caught up in the handbag, the book, all the other stuff. No, this is how this is going to impact your life. This is what I'm going to do for you. Be really conscious of that. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I want to piggyback on that. One of the chapters that we talk about in the Free Press Bootcamp workbook is how to really identify from that language. You know, there's a process in the workbook on how to talk about what it is you're offering and communicate it in the language that gets the benefit and gets them motivated to take action. So. Wow. Okay, anybody else have a question? No? Well, I just want to thank you so much, Amanda Rose. It's been really great to be reminded of all of the amazing tools that you have to offer, and excited about next week's call. We have Paula Langeth-Ryan. Paula is... was a ghostwriter for Jay Abraham and a number of celebrities. She's been on CNBC. In addition to being a copyright expert and how to get the message across, she is also a prosperity teacher. So she really ties in the language of money. And excited to have her next week, and hopefully you'll have time to join that or at least listen to the call afterwards. And if there's no more questions, I'm going to go ahead and say thank you so much. Remember to go check out shannonburnett.com/special, and highperformancespeaking.com. Thank you, Amanda.
You're welcome,
Amanda Williams. Right.
Lots of love to everybody, and take a leap of faith and get out there in bigger ways.
Oh,
thanks, Shannon.
Question.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye. I'll answer your question.
Oh, the I was just that highperformancespeaking.com/gift.hotmail or HTML.
Yeah, I only got the specials, so shannonburdock.com plus specials. I think it's sitting inside of there. If you want to remember.
Okay. What was that again? That was
shannonburnett.com/specials.
Specials, okay.
Yeah. Okay, are you the one who talks about you're doing relationship work?
Yes, specifically the twin flame.
Where are you located?
I'm in Vancouver area, in BC.
Cool. Well, I want to invite you to, if something kept me to stay on here, and when you said that, you know, because I was just about to switch off and to say hello, because we're going to actually be in Vancouver and in Santa Cruz. I'm connected with Shannon. I'm, you know, working together, but we have a relationship building gene tool that we're on the road for, leaving next month and going around the country 10,000 miles, and we'll be in Vancouver. Actually, in Point Roberts, there's a program going on, and so if you're interested, let me know, and I would love to connect up with you, and I think you'd be interested in the network that we're establishing, and it's all about relationship building and better communication, personally and interpersonally and globally, and anyone who does readings loves the game. It's a whole other format and way to monetize and all of that.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Sure.
Yeah, so if you want to look at xthegame.com, that's our main website. And
sorry, what was that again? That wasn't very clear for me.
X, the letter X, the game, CHGAME.com. Like the game.
Oh, G, X, game.
X, the game, CHGAME.com. Did you get that?
xthegame.com?
Yep, you got it. And my name is Jay, so you can just put a letter J in front of it, J@. And that's my email.
Okay.
And if you're interested, just ping me an email, and I'll send you an invite to when we're up in Vancouver.
Okay. Is that Vancouver, Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Also, we'll be in Vancouver, Washington as well, but Vancouver, Canada. We're doing a whole circle tour, and that's the furthest north we're going. Then we're shooting across to Montreal, and there's a drive, a 10,000-mile driving tour.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and your name is?
Mine's Linda Sayu, Sayiw.
Yeah. So just remind me that we met on the call here, and I'll keep you an invite, and if you resonate with it, we'll get to see you when we're up in Canada.
Okay. Yeah. So that's just the letter J.
Yeah. The letter J. My email is the letter J at the letter X. Game.com.
Yeah, okay. Great. Thanks.
Great. Nice to talk to you. You take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah,
bye-bye.
How do I get off?